This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
It's here to talk about a show that he's in, which is At 45 Downstairs. Welcome to the show, Michael.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're more than welcome. Now, Michael, we like to start off, obviously, by getting to get to know you a little bit.
You want to know my star sign?
Well, actually, you can start off with that if you like.
But yes.
I'm Libra.
Oh, I am a Libra. Oh, what are the odds? There's lots of homo artists Libras, I think. I think that's your default.
Is that because we're all just so undecided?
All a little bit. And not good at making decisions. It's a Libra. God, it takes me forever. And even when I made it, I think, oh, that's not even the right decision. I'm a cliche that way.
Well, now, Michael, besides your star sign,
yes,
we also like to just know a little bit more about how you got into the arts and where did your love for singing and the arts come about, basically?
I grew up playing the piano. I had an upright piano in my house, which to me was just so completely normal, and I was always sort of bewildered when I'd go to a house that didn't have an upright piano. I mean, obviously now that's just archaic, but certainly in my house there was an upright, and as soon as I could, Mum would lift me up onto the piano stool because I couldn't get up by myself, and I'd just sit there and play things that I'd heard on the ABC test pattern that morning, showing my age. And
who played in the family? Why did you have a piano?
Mum played.
Okay.
And Mum was a teacher, primary school teacher, and was just always very musical, just as, in terms of, she was one of those teachers that probably did more music than others maybe, and played guitar and piano and always loved to sing. So that was certainly something that was very normal for me. Not that I considered myself a singer. I was not a singer as a young person, although I loved choir. I was a boy soprano and I was always sing out the top of my lungs. And it's loved it, but then kind of just became a serious musician and studied music and composition and never sang when I was studying music. And I was doing musical theatre kind of quietly and secretly because I was studying contemporary classical. It was all very highbrow and musicals were frowned on in this sort of institution in Adelaide I was at. But I'd sneak away and do musical theatre on weekends and I just loved it. And went to Whopper to kind of think, all right, I want to actually study, I want to be in musicals. This is fun. This is, you know, this is the way to make a living. Bugger being a composer, it's all too serious and, you know, there's no fun in it. So I went to Perth, went to Whopper for 3 years in the 90s and worked in musicals really solidly since 2000. Mm-hmm. And then the last few years I've been sort of freelancing as a one-man cabaret performer, traveling wherever I can go, far and wide.
And are you still doing musical theatre as well?
I haven't. The last show I did was Jersey Boys.
Right.
And that was, I went straight from Priscilla into Jersey Boys, and that was an 8 years of eight shows a week. And by the end of that, I was like, I just had lost the love.
Yeah.
And I was like, right, I'm going to go back to Adelaide just for a year and immerse myself in the Adelaide Cabaret Festival and Fringe Festival because I'd had a taste of cabaret on Jersey Boys. They let me out for a week in 2011 to go back home and I did a Madonna tribute, which I've flogged in Melbourne a couple of times. And that was my sort of introduction to being a one-man show. And it was the hardest thing I'd ever done. It was like so much harder than getting out and just, you know, phoning in. Well, you didn't phone it in. I mean, I loved working in musicals, but to create something and go out in front of an audience is just a different kind of terrifying and different kind of wonderful.
Yeah.
And then I thought, right, I'm going to have a year off and just flog myself around Adelaide. And 8 years later, I'm still living there, but I spend pre-COVID about 6-7 months of the year touring to whoever wants me.
The good thing is that Adelaide does have the Fringe Festival.
It does.
So it's there every year. And luckily it was there last year.
It was.
You know, the fantastic Cabaret Festival. But
yes,
it must be getting a bit hard to get into that now, is it?
Do you mean
as a performer?
Well, I've been quite busy with them and working. They have run a high school program for talented young people, and I've been running that pretty much since I went back to Adelaide.
Oh, good on you.
And they don't like you to sort of do consecutive years, but I've done pretty much a cabaret festival every other year since 2011.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's, you know, two nights of, you know, every 2 years. Obviously, that's not enough to sustain me, but I do kind of have an ongoing relationship with Adelaide Cafe Festival, and it's very dear to my heart. And I'm doing the opening gala in a couple of weeks. I'm singing them one of their special guests, right. And they've got a weekly variety, a weekend variety show called Adelaide Tonight, hosted by Bob Down and Anne Wills.
That's right. He was on my Friday show talking about that.
Camp. Well, I'm his special guest in the opening weekend, so they're flogging me opening weekend, and then I'm in Perth the rest of the festival, and I'll miss it, because there's a cabaret festival there that I'm artistic directing.
Right.
So it's all happening in June.
Okay. And yeah, like the gala is such a big event for
It's wonderful.
As a matter of fact, I'm originally from Adelaide.
No, I didn't. Oh, how fabulous.
And lots of friends have said, I got my tickets for you know, like the gala, you know, which I've missed out on other years, got in early. So, and so many people from Melbourne go over.
I know. I see a whole lot of East Coast showbiz people opening weekend at Adelaide. It's fabulous. Like everyone goes to Adelaide. It's the only time of year.
Oh,
really?
Well, for the arts.
For the arts. Yeah. Well, no, I mean, I know people are always love having a good time bagging Adelaide, but they do a good festival. Mm. Like the arts festival in summer and the cabaret, they're pretty special.
Yeah.
Nothing I've experienced really comes quite close to, especially for cabaret, which is such a niche. But the Adelaide Cabaret Festival is magic.
Oh, it is. Well, and great support because the government supports it. Now, now this show that you're doing here at 45 Downstairs, greatest hits.
Greatest hits because I'm creatively bankrupt. I've got no more ideas.
You've won a Helpman Award, too.
I did. I won a Helpman Award. Thank you very much. I should have brought it and plonked it on the table. Hello, here's my Helpman. In fact, I put it back in the box because it's very quickly started to kind of deteriorate a bit. Like, I don't know if it's gold lame. I don't know what it's on it. But I'd had it out in the piano room, and I remember about a year later looking at it thinking, oh, this is actually this isn't looking great. So it's back in the box because maybe it shouldn't get in the... Yeah. It was sort of corroding a little bit. I don't want to cast shade on the Helpman Academy, but I'm like, boy.
And what did you win it for, and what a thrill it must have been.
It was a thrill. It was for my Cole Porter tribute because I've done a sort of string of tribute shows and I'm weary of them, and that's why I'm not done with tribute shows. But this was a really special one, a very serious one. Anna Goldsworthy wrote it for me, and she's a sort of best-selling author and a concert pianist, which is a lovely sort of lovely place to come from to write a Cole Porter tribute.
Mm.
And grew up listening to him. I knew Night and Day and Anything Goes, and I knew about like half a dozen popular songs, but I didn't really know his life story, and it's very much a bio in the way that Jersey Boys was about the Four Seasons.
Yep.
Yes, and I won a bloody Helpman.
Good on you.
Which was not, you don't think about those things. You know the funny thing? I got to the Sydney Lyric Theatre the night of the awards, and I was convinced I wouldn't win. But it was just, lovely. It was an honour to be nominated. And all the fellow nominees were mates of mine, and they were all sitting up in the upper dress. And I got plonked down three rows from the front. And I just died. I thought, oh, my God, I'm going to bloody win. And my award was like 3 hours in. And there's no interval and there's no drinks. And, so I just sat there just dying from, complete kind of euphoria to despair. It was a crazy night. And then I won and I was, delighted. But I just remember walking in and being set down the front. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, it was a dead giveaway, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So back to the greatest hits. Your greatest hits. So it's a little bit of
retrospective. So there's a Madonna, a Kylie, an Annie Lennox, a Cole Porter, a Peter Allen, and then the whole bunch of fun 80s stuff because I'm 47 this year and 80s is, my happy place. So there's Culture Club, Spandau Ballet, Violent Femmes, a-ha.
Wow.
You're in the right mix.
I open with Soft Cell, Tainted Love, because what an awesome tune. And I've got a little three-piece band because I'm just tired of doing it all by myself. It's no fun. Once you've played with a band, you can't go back. I feel very underwhelming when it's just me.
So the cost, though, is a thing for a cabaret performer, isn't it?
Oh, you have to bloody pay them. I said, look good on your bio. I want a Helpman. Come and I won't pay you very much. That's not true.
So what's the storyline? Because cabaret is all about a storyline.
You know what? There's absolutely no storyline whatsoever. I just entertain people.
Okay. Stories about the artist, why you picked that song?
No, it's more like I've been playing for Carlotta. I'm her music director for 6 years. And playing and watching her is like a masterclass of watching an artist go out and be just present with an audience. Obviously, she has a bag of tricks. She's got a lot of one-liners. She's got gags. But she comes out and she's like, you're there, I'm there, right. let's go. And she knows the songs, but what comes out of her mouth is just off the cuff.
So,
and with this show, I did it in Adelaide Fringe. I'm like, I'm just going to be Carlotta. I mean, you know, I don't obviously impersonate her or anything like that, but I'm like, I'm just going to go out, trust that I've been in showbiz for 20 years and I can just talk.
Yep.
Clearly, because I'm barely shutting up in here in front of you, barely getting a word in, are you? But I just chat, and it's fabulous. It's so fun.
It sounds better to me.
Why have a script when you can just come out it's wonderful.
It's really an evening with Michael Griffiths.
Totally. Except that was taken, that title. Sorry. I mean, look, the thing with Greatest Hits is it kind of is the double entendre, so it ties into those compilations from the 80s when you'd wait for an artist to put out the Greatest Hits rather than buy two or three. Yeah. You know, back when we used to pay for music.
So
it ties into that, and it's a retrospective, and it's lots of fun.
45 Downstairs, brilliant
I love
venue.
It yep. Beautiful grand piano,
and 5th to the 9th of May,
Wednesday to Sunday. My last show's on Mother's Day, so it's going to be a special Mother's Day. Special, bring in your mum, and it'll be a love in for mums, and my mum's in Adelaide, so bring your mum and
Right, Michael, lovely to have you in the studio.
Lovely to
and
be
congratulations on your Helpman Monster.
Thank you very much. It's hiding in a little box so that it doesn't corrode anymore.
Thank you so much, Michael. We've been talking to Michael Griffiths here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.